Bald eagles migrate through Duluth by the hundreds every October and November, but a few stick it out through the entire winter. Cold temperatures are no threat to an eagle's survival as long as it has food. The bald eagle, unlike its distant relative the golden eagle, does very little hunting on land. A note of the passenger pigeon, the Journal of the Wisconsin Society for Ornithology, once documented a bald eagle killing a crow on the wing and then eating it. And there are many records of eagles catching mice and small mammals, but they get most of their food by fishing. So naturally, bald eagles can't stick around once the water freezes. They do remain in the north near rivers, especially with dams. There are several places along the Wisconsin River and the Mississippi where large numbers of eagles gather during even the coldest of winters. And Alaska and Canada count bald eagles among their regular winter residents, too. Bald eagles are fine fishermen. Unlike golden eagles, balds have no feathers on their legs. This may minimize drag when their feet drop into the water to grasp and pull up a fish. An eagle's talons are muscular and sharp, and it has little difficulty catching and carrying a fish weighing 20% of its weight. Males weigh 8 or 9 pounds, and females, which are much larger, weigh 10 to 14 pounds. One ornithologist tested an eagle's weightlifting ability in 1937. He anchored a 4-pound dead pickerel to an underwater rock weighing about 10 pounds. A female eagle managed to drag the fish with the rock about 20 feet along the bottom, but she couldn't pull them out of the water. Then in June 1969, an adult bald eagle was documented killing a 5 or 6 pound Arctic loon. The eagle couldn't pull the loon out of the water, so it swam with it to the nearest shore, using its wings as paddles. The name eagle comes from the Latin word aquilo, for the north wind which darkened the sky. The word aquiline, describing a large hooked nose like an eagle's beak, has the same derivation. Our eagle is said to be bald because of its white head feathers, which reminded early settlers of the naked head of a vulture. Oddly enough, bald, B-A-L-L-E-D, in Middle English meant shining white, so the name is appropriate either way. Benjamin Franklin was familiar with the eagle's habit of robbing ospreys of their fish, and he deplored the choice of the eagle as the national emblem, calling it a bird of bad moral character. But the eagle inspires a sense of majesty in most people who see it. Alfred Lord Tennyson wrote of the golden eagle, "He clasps the crag with crooked hands, close to the sun in lonely lands, ringed with the azure world he stands. The wrinkled sea beneath him crawls. He watches from his mountain walls, and like a thunderbolt he falls." That was Alfred Lord Tennyson, and I'm Laura Erickson speaking for the birds.